Okay, so quick intro to this episode. I have two separate, entirely timed recordings, and I separated that by an ad. So then I realized it's a really short podcast, so it was really just like it's me just checking in throughout the day, and that's how I end up with mashup episodes. So I actually really want to ask you if it's better to have short ones, or I'm just checking in like this, or mashups, or either way, it doesn't matter, just keep doing what I do, because that's how it goes. But I wanted to post it now, so I'm letting you know ahead of time. Have fun with the, I don't even know what I said, you know? Because that's the fun of the podcast. And so, as I can podcast on the podcast, you can watch the podcast, and then it's live when or recorded later. So everybody's looking for video footage that goes with the podcast. Which I kind of knew that when I started podcasting. I just didn't know how I was going to go about the video part because my friends on Instagram, family members and all, were not interested and gave me verbal feedback. So, since I'm surrounded by negative, critical, egotistical, shallow, narcissistic, gaslighting people and selfish to be aww. I had to come over here and find my friends, the real ones, the ones who want to be here in the beginning of the podcast, because this is munchy time. Sorry, I didn't mean to eat and talk at this, but the time of the day when we all just want to chill and maybe talk about nothing, maybe talk about random, but always have some fun laughs and hang out because it's a stoner session. Okay. And so on the podcast, I had to make sure. Sorry, the actual podcast missed that part. Come back for the joke. But I will continue to improve the idea of planning an agenda in a sort. Only just to make it more seamless, or like if I'm going to apply for a job on the radio or be funny and for real, then I guess try to conform to some things, you know? I don't know how to explain it. But I'm definitely interested in just doing what I want to do. And this is that easy. So I'm now going to have to figure out what kind of blog story I want to write. Because I have articles, but totally just was like, yeah, let's add this. I don't really want somebody else's thing, but okay. We'll just leave it for now because it's actually giving people credit. Random until patterns found sounds good. So, we're looking at the Notion account I'm creating, and it's public. Come join me. I don't know how much I'll regret that statement, but I was sharing, I shared the disclosure page, I think somewhere on Twitter or something. And I was trying to just share the whole thing as a whole. And it's like a TeamSpace thing and add members. I don't know. Oops, I accidentally added a page. I'm still figuring out this Notion thing, so
let's take a pause on conversation, I think.
Well, let's get back to the real sauce of why I'm here. Just coming back. Because everything's full circle with me. I know. Like, okay, I just explained how I knew I needed a Twitter in the future. I just didn't need it then. So I got one anyways, did all the things, engaged with all the things, and participated enough that that's part of the, what's it called, organic out there. And so then, like this, I had a purpose. I had a reason. I had all the things. Before writing it down, it was thoughts, it was ideas, it wasn't written down. Then I did the writing. I did the important part, the real big step that most people never do. And especially if people have like a sore reaction to the words self-help or support groups, these people, they are outside of my understanding. So I'm sorry, we didn't pick up what you were putting down over here with that reaction. But that's why there's a lot. That's why there's a 1% of everything. For one, there's way too many people on this earth. We're all 1% of something, maybe. if you're going for all the categories in the diverse world we have. But now I'm downplaying and minimalizing all this 1% life, or 3% life, I don't know. But anyways, I didn't mean to do that either. Where was I? Okay, I also almost got distracted by the app. So I opened this app yesterday and was just like, where'd this come from? Do I need to delete this? What is this? It is no longer my Anchor app. And so I'm like, what happened? My Anchor. I couldn't even find it on my phone today. Like right now, I'm just like, oh my God, it's time to talk to y'all. Okay. So when it comes to how I've been feeling when I live stream and how I feel when I'm podcasting and all that, it's really finding a middle ground of why I started any of it. Because it's just me trying to be genuinely where I want to be. If it's on this, that, or the other app, oh well, sorry. I'm all places. It's too many. Spread myself too thin in that department. Be there when I get there. See you in a year, maybe. I don't know. Like, sometimes I just don't get to touch that sector of the internet for that long period of time. That's another reason I was really enjoying the Jordan Page idea of 365. Planning, okay, maybe if I've added too much, you know, like she calls minimalist maximalist. Too much, maybe I need to expand the universal time that I'm using. Because I was trying to get on the 365. It's really not working for me. So I'm going to add my own damn numbers. 401. I don't know. I haven't decided. Oh my gosh, a baby fell. She said no hug, please. Okay. That was easy peasy. It wasn't that bad. It was just the one step or something like that. You know how it is. As adults, we trip on a step once every few months. Anyways, so I started asking these questions. Okay, so I did a little article in my private little space on the life book. So I probably like have like 3 people to bounce my idea off of. And this is pretty much the same thing when I was thinking, okay, we need to talk. I was looking outside. Okay, well, I guess I can't remember what my exact question was, but it was definitely one of those. Have you reflected on this question? And so I think I want to randomly pop in with those have you reflected kind of questions, and that's really
where man, there was something I actually was trying to reflect on, something that I never thought I would, right? I was like, oh, I wonder what that person thinks of those words, because yeah, I can't do anything about that person and their bubble and their issues, but what if I looked at this and it gave me a perspective? Or, you know, when you think about how somebody else walks in their shoes, you didn't get to walk in their shoes, but there was a website that helped you dive into the idea a little bit. Maybe you grew from it, maybe you didn't, but I would like to know, because I always feel like I'm wowing. Okay, I thought I got it, but there's another level. Okay. So, probably not right away, but definitely, like, when I'm done with this, I'm gonna have to, like, rethink the sponsored segment, right? Because it now says that it's owned by Spotify, which it could have always been, but either way, Anchor and all the things of what... I'm just thinking my commercial is based on that. So, if I can't even have an app for that, because it downloads this instead, what does it look like when you go to the app store? Because it straight up uninstalled itself. I've never had that. I've had apps that got canceled or, you know, not work, anything, you know, whatever, but never fully uninstalled. But that makes sense. Because it didn't have to uninstall, it just had to update. But the fact that I couldn't find the word Anchor, I was pretty upset. Okay. So, moving on from that.
Okay, so I accidentally crashed the app. But the app didn't lose anything. Had everything saved and all. So good. But it didn't come back till now, because it was one of those things that made me forget what I was doing, because I didn't look in the history of what I had opened. But I do remember seeing something draining my battery and telling it, go ahead and put it to sleep. And then I was like, oh, what if that's that new thing? Update. But whatever. Okay, so I just wanted to let you know I hope to feel better, and I'll be in some of the Zooms tomorrow, so maybe we'll find time to be online Twitch in the afternoon.